The Hellfire Club in Ireland is a notorious secret society with a history shrouded in mystery and scandal. Originating in the 18th century, it was an exclusive club known for its debauchery, occult practices, and alleged involvement in criminal activities. Though its existence was relatively brief, its impact on the Irish society and its lasting legacy in folklore and legend are significant. And today, we're going to talk about it, right here, on our first bonus episode.
It's evil! Don't touch it!
It's alive!
I love you!
They're coming to get you.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Hey guys. What's going on? Mr. Shorty Pants.
I don't know. I'm being stupid.
It works.
Same as always. I wanted to do this before St. Patrick's Day, but, time restraints and stuff, we got shit going on. So
every day St. Patrick's Day for me, my man.
I know. Yeah,
I was gonna get dressed up, but I just come off the road, so I haven't even had time to shave. I did take a shower, but I haven't had time to shave. Fuck it. I took a shower.
As usual, I just got home from work and here we are. So
yep.
Cheers, my man. Cheers.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, good time for that.
This week we will do a little history on just the Irish Hellfire Club. That was going to be the whole point of this. So if you're Irish and you take offense, fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck you. I'm Irish, so I'm not taking offense.
Okay. All right, Matt. How was your week?
It was a lot of driving. Drove to Ohio to drive to Champaign. Come home to drive to Chicago to go down to Georgia to drive
it's
from
like
Georgia
two
to
steps
Chicago.
Forward, one step back. You got you Champagne so close to your house, and you like see that, and then you turn around and go back to Ohio.
Yeah, but the it's okay when my drop off is close to home. Like when I take off in the morning to go get something, it's like okay, this sucks. It's gonna suck anyway. But on the drive home, if it's only like an hour and 20 minutes, as opposed to like a 9 hour drive home. Because those 9 hour drive homes, like coming back from Kansas, I was like, somebody shoot me in the face. It's like, there's nothing to look at. This place sucks.
Look, there's some fields and hills. Oh, fuck. There's some more fields and hills. Look.
No wonder there's tornadoes.
Yeah.
There's nothing here.
That's all I got.
I'm not making fun of Kansas. You guys are fine.
You don't have to.
you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know.
If you're there, you know.
So we're gonna hopefully get at least two of these out, extra bonus episodes a month. So if you're tuning into this, thanks for subscribing. Appreciate it.
Yes, and also if this is the first one, don't think that Lindy won't be here or Todd won't be here for some. It's just however it's gonna work, that's gonna work.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you were like, fuck. Paid for this and Lindy's not here. Fair enough, but
I mean I can, look, Lindy's here.
Oh, right, that's creeping up.
What does any of this have to do with gay porn?
Todd's here.
Yeah.
It sounded like he had some reverb on his voice too. That was nice.
Yeah. I don't know what's up with that.
So I ordered told my wife. But she's not here, so it's cool. I ordered an amp for my son because he wanted to play guitar. So
that's awesome.
He's got a little orange. It's just a 20-watt fucking 8-inch speaker, but it's got reverb on it. It's got a tuner on top.
Nice.
Ordered it from Sweetwater because you should go to Sweetwater if you want anything.
Yeah.
Musical. Once again, we're not sponsored, but that's where I go. So
yeah, that's where I go most of the time too. Actually, to tell you the truth.
I'm super excited for it to show up Monday.
But, if you're into podcasting or you're thinking about getting into podcasting, where should they go, Matt? Because we've tried them all. Yeah, Riverside FM is where you
Riverside's
go.
Riverside's the way to go.
And they start out with, there's free plans on there. So if you're into it, yeah, definitely check out Riverside FM. Tell them Mr. Fancy Pants sent you.
Or Mr. And, Shorty Pants.
Shorty Pants today. It's short weather.
I'm wearing them right now. My short pants.
You always wear short pants.
I do as much as I can. I'm getting a call from Dallas, Texas. Probably shouldn't answer that because they're wanting to sell me something.
Yeah, I can say it's not me.
It wasn't you, then I don't want to answer.
Yeah. I tend to not call you when we're doing the podcast.
Yeah, that, I would have seen the phone in your hand, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Perhaps. All right. Let's get into this, Matt.
Let's go.
It appears like that the original Hellfire Club, and I'm not talking about the Netflix series Stranger Things, not that Hellfire Club.
Right.
Was founded by Philip the First, Duke of Wharton, in England in 1719. He was a very controversial figure. He was known for excessive drinking.
But he always did it with his pinky out, I believe.
Maybe even both. Pink, I don't know.
Horns. Too much metal.
Moo moo, buckaroo.
There you go.
Yeah. His very extravagant lifestyle led to overwhelming debt, ultimately forcing him to sell back his title to the King of England.
Which sounds like Hollywood people. Yeah. Made this much money. Oh, I forgot about taxes when I bought this $8 million house.
Yeah. Anyway, that first little iteration of the Hellfire Club in England was officially disbanded by King George the First in 1721. Okay. And we could talk about that at another time. And this was supposed to be, you know, about Ireland. So I was going to stick to Dublin, you know. So the funny thing
will,
about,
I swear to God, I will before I die go to Ireland. I want to go to the Dublin.
Plane booked. I had a flight.
I know.
Booked,
I was ready. Everything. I was ready to go with you for that. I was going to go with you.
And then shit just fell apart. But
he's going to sleep in the car because we're pretty short on money. But I do want to go. I do want to go to the Guinness factory, and I want to have a Guinness straight out. Just
right out of the tea. From the tea.
Right from a tea. God, I don't want some of that.
All right, so Philip Wharton, the guy I was just mentioned, interestingly enough, he sold this property called Montpelier Hill, which is, I think, 10, 15 miles outside of Dublin, to William Connolly, who was the Speaker of the Irish House of Commons. He kind of rose from pretty humble beginnings, and he eventually became the wealthiest man in the 18th century in Ireland.
Nice. So
Connolly decided he was going to build this nice hunting lodge on the top of this hill. And on this hill, there was a prehistoric passage grave, like a cairn or carn. I can't remember how you pronounce that, but it's basically like it was giant stone markers to mark that, like, hey, this is a, you know, giant grave site.
So it's probably a Celtic word for it. Why it makes
Cairn, 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 Cairn. I don't.
That language is super tough to understand, man. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Blimey, yeah. So anyway, he used some of these stones from this grave site, this cairn, in the lodge's construction.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Wreck somebody's stone that you probably shouldn't have fucked with in the first place to put it. Okay. You're asking for the... You moved the headstones, but you didn't move the bodies? Move the
bodies. That's right. Exactly. Didn't move the bodies. So, after this hunting lodge is completed, shortly after, a storm blows off the slate roof. And, of course, the locals attributed it to the devil's punishment for disturbing the cairn.
It was Satan again? Every story we do.
I know. It's always the devil, Matt. It's always Satan. Ben Franklin, every fucking time.
All of the time.
So, Connolly apparently replaced the roof with an arched stone roof, like resembling a bridge. And that is the roof that still stands on this place today.
I would love to go see it. I would love. There's so much stuff over there that I'd love to go see, but I'd probably be laid up at, you know, the Guinness Factory for a while.
Then you'd be laid up near the Guinness Factory for a while. And then the
Jameson, you know, I go there. I want to go to the Malt Whiskey Fest. So I won't remember my trip at all.
At least a few days of it. It's going to be blurry.
I need to book a month because a week's going to be done. I don't know.
It's not quite long enough. Yeah. So shortly after this completion, I think it's 4 years after this lodge is built in 1929, Connolly passes away. He dies. So the Connolly family eventually leased the lodge off and on to the Hellfire Club. Mm-hmm. Now the club's main meeting place was supposed to be this one of many of the taverns in Dublin. A lot of them on Cork Hill. There was one called the Eagle Tavern. This Cork Hill place in the 1730s, it was pretty lively and kind of dangerous.
Yeah, but how badass is that name?
It's
the Hellfire Club. It makes me think you should be wearing a cut and have a big old patch on the back of it, with just like a Satan face, Hellfire Club, Dublin, MC.
I'm sure you can find one over there, man. I'm sure.
I'm not wearing a fucking cut that says MC on it when I'm not part of an MC. You'll get your ass fucking killed. Nope. No. Word of advice, if you're listening and you like, what is it, Sons of Anarchy? They will sell you those cuts, but they don't say MC. So if you put an MC on the back of that, that's your ass. I'm just warning you. Don't do it.
You'd be a dead man real quick.
You're asking for trouble.
Oh, shit. So I guess there were lots of these taverns and coffee houses like this Eagle Tavern. A few of them were the Cock and Punch Bowl. Which is a fun name. That's what it said. The Cock and Punch Bowl.
At least it wasn't the bowl and punch a cock.
That's true.
But yeah.
Or Cock Punch Bowl.
Cock Puncher. Cock Puncher.
When I think Cock Punch, I think, you know, Simon.
No, Cock Puncher was from.
Was it the Onion movie? Puncher. Punch. Cock Punch Bowl.
Yeah, I know, but Cock Puncher was the Onion movie or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Okay. God, I want to watch that now.
You got something to do later.
Johnny Cage did the splits. Cock Puncher. Fuck off. I'm a finisher. Oh no! Every time, dude.
I know. I'm trying.
I look back at the screen. It's like, where is she?
Where'd she go? So, as far as what is historically documented, from this point on, things get really fucking blurry because it's all a lot of it's hearsay. Mm-hmm. Now, did they go up there and party and perform all these rites and shit? I can't honestly say. Some people say they did, some people say they didn't. But I'm going to
probably.
I'm going to say that there's a lot of uncertainty regarding whether or not they actually met up there at this hunting lodge.
Well, there's
but it was plausible.
If you go back into history, like a lot of that Celtic belief was put around like rituals and stuff like that. And that's where a lot of people get things from. They're thinking like, oh no, you know, Christmas came from this. I was like, do you think putting a tree in your house and hanging socks on your mantle came from Christianity? No.
Jesus wore sandals, bitch.
And then, you know, Halloween is Samhain, which was a Celtic festival, which was like thousands of years before Jesus ever died. So, it would be I've like seen Christianity. The Wicker Man,
bitch. I know what's up.
Christianity, like, took it and they were like, well, we want everybody to come in. You know, we want to bring everybody in. So it was like, no, we'll take your festival and we'll sugarcoat it so that it's closer to this than what it was.
And if you don't like it, come back. I shall taunt you a second time.
Or burn you at the stake.
Whichever you prefer.
I fart in your general direction.
I wish Lindy was here. She'd probably be blowing up.
Oh, fuck. All right, let's talk about some of the members and their backgrounds. So the Hellfire Club in Ireland was established around 1975 by, guess what, Matt? A bunch of wealthy and influential fuckheads.
No.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Richard Parsons, first Earl of Rosse, nice. 1702 to 1741, was the founder of the Hellfire Club there. He was a prominent figure in Irish politics and society during the 18th century. And as the Earl of Rosse, he wielded considerable influence, which he used to establish this club. And despite his position, he was known for his eccentricities and his penchants for indulgence.
So I'm assuming
I like the party.
A lot of drinking. We're probably going to go like Wolf of Wall Street here. Like, there's a lot of drinking, probably some drugs, lots of women.
Yes.
That's okay. I think we've came up with a name for the people who subscribe to this. They will be the Hellfire Club.
Okay.
It's the first episode, they might as well.
Okay.
You're part of the Hellfire Club.
Drinking anything out.
We don't support, you know, debauchery.
Do we?
No, I don't know. Do whatever you want. Just don't hurt anybody. As long as it's consensual, I'm cool.
Don't hurt anybody and don't get caught.
Boom.
Boom. All right. Moving along here. Next on the shit list, we have Henry Barry, Lord Santry. He was a member of the Irish Hellfire Club. And he was infamous for his violent tendencies and heavy drinking. Sounds like a fucking Irishman.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Known to mark his dueling victories on his pistols, he like would scratch notches, yeah, in his pistols every time he won a duel. Yeah,
just like a freaking linebacker in college football puts a fucking sticker on every time they say quarterback. Yeah. All right.
Yep. He was feared in Dublin because he was really fucking unpredictable, super aggressive, and he basically was above the law. He had like immunity to prosecution because he just fucking paid people off. Like anytime he got in trouble, just like, oh, fuck you. Here's some money. And he'd be like,
it's been going on forever. Still going on today.
Yeah.
It's funny how some people can get away with crimes that other people are serving time for.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
I'm not going to go into it, but you know
what? Oh, I want to go into one thing this guy did.
Okay.
He forced this guy that worked for him, who was sick, to drink excessively, and then he set him on fire because he got drunk and the guy pissed him off.
That's a pretty big crime right there. It's called murder.
Well, this wasn't the only one. Another altercation he had led to a fatal stabbing of a man named Laughlin Murphy. And for that, he faced trial and got a guilty verdict. But his connections gave him a pardon in June of 1939.
Yep.
But then he lived in isolation in Nottingham until he died in 1951. A strange
Nottingham.
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 England, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Robin Hood killed him.
Yeah. That was the Prince of Nottingham. This was the cocksucker of Nottingham.
Robin of Loxley.
Sir Loxley. Loxley.
That's a movie I haven't fucking seen in a long time.
I haven't either. It's been forever.
Prince of Thieves.
I want to watch Men in Tights now.
Okay.
Why with a spoon? Because it's dull, you twit. It'll hurt more.
Let's see.
And he starts talking like he's dyslexic. All right.
Another one of these guys, James Worsdale, was an artist and an actor, and he brought a creativity and flamboyance to the club, known for his unconventional lifestyle.
Was he fabulous?
I think he may have been just a little bit fabulous. Okay. It's stated that his pursuits blurred the lines between reality and fantasy, adding a theatrical element to the club's gatherings. So I think he made everybody fabulous.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Consenting adults, everything's cool. I've got no problems with this so far. Other than the guy burning somebody, you know.
Yeah, that's not good.
Don't care for that much.
Yeah. Yet another member, Simon Luttrell. These are all famous men of their age in Ireland. First Earl of Carhampton was a controversial figure. Despite allegations of corruption, his influence extended beyond politics, solidifying the club's reputation as a hub for the morally dubious elite. So he's like the Dr. Evil of the group. Mm-hmm. Amongst these guys, they also boasted. Go ahead.
Also, another thing I can say is, we talked about the Shack on one episode in the past, but if you're all meeting in one place and no one else can see you, rumors start flying like crazy that you're up to this or you're up to that, even though nothing really has to be going on.
Yeah.
It's just they can't see you anymore. So they think, I always wanted just to start a club, like at a building, and like have everybody just wear black robes when they came in for no fucking reason, but not talk to anybody. You just have people show up and then get out of their cars and come walking in with black robes and then shut the door and play D&D or watch a movie or fuck off or whatever. And then everybody leave at a certain time and then do it again later just to see what the fuck would happen. I guarantee you it would take like 2 weeks and the fucking news would be there, be like trying to record. So it's like, what the fuck's going on here?
What happens at Hellfire Club stays at Hellfire Club. Yeah. Rule number one is you don't talk about Hellfire Club.
Yeah. It's like, what do you do here? We don't do anything. Okay. But you don't talk about it because it's going to blow up. It's going to be great. We'll have celebrities wanting to be part of this.
Yeah. That's it. They
had secretive clubs. Everybody. Roster
of all these influential people.
Yeah. You just want to be a part of something that's secretive that nobody else is a part of because.
These guys just wanted to pursue like hedonism for the most part.
it's like that bar at Disney World that only certain people are allowed to get into.
Yeah.
No one wants to really go in there. It's a fucking piece of shit. It costs a lot of money. You just pay for it so your name's on the list.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah. So speaking of all these rumors, Matt, and you know, all these gatherings.
Debauchery.
Yeah. Their activities coincided with all these whispers of occult rituals, excessive behaviors, and their
the only reason why they wanted it to be private so their wives didn't figure out they were
fucking exactly right. Yep. These guys would sit around, have lavish feasts, drink, and fucking massive excess. Like drunk as fucking skunks.
Yeah.
Recklessly gamble. And then it's rumored that they had all these dark ceremonies and sacrilegious acts.
Of course they did. It's a fucking Wolf of Wall Street circa whatever year this was.
Yeah. You know, everybody thought that these guys had this rigid formal like structure of their, you know, this their gatherings and shit. And it's more like they were just like a shared special interest group. Centered around fucking and gambling.
Pussy gambling and booze.
Yeah.
Throw some drugs in there too, but that was the main thing. Money and pussy. Pussy and money.
All they wanted to do was have a fucking good time, and they wanted to fucking basically shock everybody outside of their circle, you know?
I bet they giggled their fucking ass off when they was talking about it. It's like, oh, they're up there holding satanic cults and stuff. It's like, the devil would have winced at what I was doing last night.
Well, Matthew, you think that's what they're doing, but what they're really doing is they got your old lady bent over and they're giving her the old 1-2-1-2.
I don't care much for that.
I wouldn't either. But that's what was going on for the most part. That was definitely what was
going on. Oh, you got to try. It was like a fucking buffet. It was like, oh, you got to try that one because it was really good.
Yeah. So they did give out some proclivities. Like they named Warsdale. He was the master of the revels in the Dublin Hellfire Club.
Master of the revels?
Revels.
Oh, revels. I was going to say, oh, he's Leia.
It's not the princess. Well, maybe it's the princess. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck they did.
It's hard.
They quickly gained notoriety for mocking the church openly.
We've never done that.
Yeah. And they also took the Enlightenment's skepticism of organized religion to great heights.
Mm-hmm.
There was a letter from 1938 written by one of the members under the pseudonym Moloch, M-O-L-O-C-K, Moloch.
Yeah. Moloch describing, demands fresh blood.
Yeah. Describing the club, its practices, including references to the sacrifice of maidens, which I probably implies deflowering rather than
actually. Because I think back then a woman's worth was based on whether her hymen had been broken or not.
Yes.
Sad to say, but
yeah. And let's see, they made new members make the following declaration: Pluto, I am thine. I, by thy Ephesius mighty self, do swear that all is called good by priest-rid fools entirely to abandon, and to let nothing share the least part of my favor, but what is solely urged by my most vicious and libidinous desires.
I bet that's written in an Anton LaVey book somewhere. I bet he just worded that shit. Yeah.
That's basically like, if it feels good, do it.
Do it, yeah. Do you, man. Get it. Yeah. Yeah, that's basically.
And they quickly gained notoriety around town because they would do all this shit out in public. Like their drinking sessions escalated into instances of sexual assault, violence, and, as I stated earlier, murder.
So they were a fucking gang, basically. Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, they're all together. You don't fuck with them because what are you going to do? Get hurt? Killed?
Yeah.
Plus, they're not going to get in trouble by the law, apparently. So.
Yeah. Yep.
A bunch of politicians is what it sounds like. They can do whatever the fuck they want, or if you're big in the movie industry, you know. As that goes.
They were labeled as a brace of monsters, blasphemers, Bachelinians.
Okay.
That's a quote. They faced allegations of engaging in satanic rituals, making pacts with the devil.
How is that illegal? It's not illegal. It's stupid, but that was an illegal.
1700s.
Oh yeah, you could. Yeah, 1700s. You could still been burned alive for that. Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
Yeah. According to some reports, club members would gather to indulge in scalfine, which is like a mixture of like hot whiskey and melted butter from a silver punch bowl.
Fucking gross.
Yeah, I know. That sounds like a totally good waste of whiskey.
Or if you're dipping like crab legs or lobster in it,
I'm not gonna fucking drink butter. I mean, I'm fat, but I'm not that fat.
How can I kill myself sooner? What do I need to do to my heart? Oh, liquid butter.
Let's put some whiskey in that.
All right, man. Let's put some whiskey in that. Yeah. That'll can help. I get a funnel?
And somebody give me some cocaine, quick.
Yes. I gotta get back up and ready for the hookers.
Okay, so
I'm hoping they're hookers and not just women that were drugging and God, that's awful.
Let's not blow it, Matt.
All right.
The cocaine, I mean. Let's not.
Yes.
Yeah. They were said to always leave one chair vacant at the head of the table, symbolically reserved for Ben Franklin.
Lucifer! Yeah. Of Captain Franklin. Scratch.
Simon Luttrell, who I mentioned earlier, in some of this folklore that I've read, is said to have struck a deal with the devil himself, promising his soul in 7 years' time to settle his debts. And supposedly, the devil arrived during a meeting of the Hellfire Club at the Hunting Lodge on Montpelier Hill, declaring that he would claim the soul of the last man to leave the room. And despite a scramble, Luttrell managed to distract the devil and escape.
He beat Steve Vai, and the devil had to go.
Yeah, I don't know.
He couldn't play the fiddle as well. And
man, you managed to get like Steve Vai and Charlie Daniels in the same place in my head. That's pretty fucked up.
We got Charlie Daniels, the devil, and Devil George, Steve Vai, Crossroads. Boom. Mm-hmm. Both the same thing. Only Crossroads way cooler than fiddle, in my opinion. But okay.
Yeah. I don't know if the fiddle's made out of gold, though. I mean,
that's pretty cool. Dope. Yeah. Stradivarius dipped in gold or some shit like that. Yeah. What's it worth? I don't know, but you're retiring.
Yeah.
You're good.
Another one of these stories that I found tells of that these guys are playing cards and they find one of the guys cheating. So as punishment,
you back that queen again, I'll blow you right up that wildcat's ass.
No,
nerve wracking sons of bitches, like playing cards with my brother's kids.
They throw this guy in a fucking barrel of whiskey and light it on fire, burn it up. Yeah, and that's supposedly what earned the club its sinister reputation.
Normally, you throw a guy in a barrel, it's like you're going to hate Thursdays, but do that. Worse.
Yeah.
Him on fire. Dude, you cheat at poker and you're going to get killed if you get caught. So you better.
Yeah, just don't. Just don't.
Just don't. But no. I guess as soon as I hear poker, I start thinking about Tombstone, Doc Holliday.
I'll be a Huckleberry.
Yeah, I'll be a Huckleberry. You said, didn't you say gambling was an honest trade? He said, no, I said poker is an honest trade.
Black cats also have a lot to do with the legends there.
So what about the poker game, though? What happened with the poker game? When you come in to play poker?
That'll be the last one I do.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's always like a symbolizing... like a cat symbolizing the devil in a lot of these stories. On one of the occasions, a member emerged wearing a cow skin, tail, and horns, terrifying onlookers with the way they were dressed.
You know they were like in some other room, just fucking blasted, drunk, doing cocaine.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What can I dress in just to fuck with everybody?
They like fucking... doused one of these cats in that scalveen, that butter whiskey shit, set it on fire, and then everybody around was just like fucking, they took off. They all panicked, thinking the whole place was going to burn down.
Oh, you're not hungry. This is going to be delicious. We marinate and cook at the same time.
I was going to say,
cat lovers will hate me for that, and I appall the fact that they do. If they do.
I'm allergic. I don't really care.
Levity.
So there was apparently a young visitor who met his end when he ventured to investigate the Hellfire Club. He was found dead in a stream the next day.
Probably just fell down.
Yeah, could have been that.
Happens.
One of his friends.
You nosy fucker.
One of his friends was like, he was like, I'm going to go fucking... called these motherfuckers out, and he got a priest to go with him.
Oh, and, well.
And they're dragged into this banquet that's like already in progress as this black cat comes into the room. It's got its ears kind of resemble horns.
And ooh, like a lynx. Like,
the priest tries to leave and they restrain him.
Sorry, buddy.
And
you can check out any time you like.
Right. So he pulls out his holy water and starts like reciting the exorcism prayers. And apparently it triggered chaos. Flames engulfed the building. And the farmer was found gruesomely killed, leaving the priest's garden, harrowing Odile. Apparently this cat turned into the devil and just poofed into smoke and was gone.
Yeah. Well, what are you? How are you going to kill the devil with flames anyway? He's pretty used to that.
Yeah. That's a tough one. And I think the story you're thinking about is the next one I've got here. I think it's the last one I've got, too.
All right. Rock and roll.
This is the one that, like, everybody knows. And the legend is that during a gathering, a mysterious stranger disguised as a nobleman joined the club for an evening of cards. And as the evening unfolded, the stranger proposed a high-stakes game of cards. And the winner stood to gain immense wealth and power. But when one of these men dropped one of his cards under the table and he bent down to retrieve it, he noticed that this person didn't have feet. They had hooves.
Now, cloven hooves.
Yeah. And then apparently this guy grabbed him with an icy hand and like clutched him on his chest and his heart, and he died right there.
You'll say nothing.
Some versions of this story say that the devil was so enraged by their wickedness, he unleashed flames upon the club as punishment.
I thought the devil was pretty cool with wickedness. I thought that was like kind of his game. I thought that was the deal. Yeah. They weren't that debaucherous that the devil was like, oh, I'm ashamed of you.
For their time, what they were doing was not so good.
Yeah, I know, but that's pretty stupid. No, the devil was ashamed of him, so he killed him. Okay. All right.
Jesus Christ walks into a hellfire club.
Hands the bartender three nails and says,
can you put me up for the night? Can I have a pint?
Oh, shit, The Crow.
Yeah.
I watched that movie probably a couple of weeks ago. It was one of those nights where I got home and everybody was sleeping and I was not tired. I should have been tired because I'd been driving, but once you get home, it's like a second wind and I'm awake. So I sat down and I watched The Crow. Still just as good as I remember it.
It was a damn good movie.
And I think that was like
soundtrack too. I really enjoyed that soundtrack.
I think that was the beginning of movies having great soundtracks. It was like that and Last Action Hero. When that came out, because Big Guns by AC/DC, that's like one of my favorite AC/DC songs, and it was just for that soundtrack.
Judgment Night. You remember Judgment Night? Horrible movie, but it had a great soundtrack.
Yep. Same thing. Angry Again by Megadeth was on Last Action Hero. Mm-hmm. Love that song. And I do love the fact that Henry Rollins for The Crow did Ghost Rider.
That's fucking
probably
awesome.
Why it wasn't used in the movie.
Yeah.
So, you're going to be a dick, then. All right. We'll put you on the credits, motherfucker, but.
Oh, Matt, that's about all I've got on the Hellfire Club. It was pretty relatively short lived in Ireland. I think.
Yeah.
Founded in 1937 and pretty well disbanded by the early 1940s.
And I think once he was like found, like at the end, they said he like burst into flames and like shot up out of the building or whatever. And while laughing was going on, because I guess the devil's got time for that.
I mean, he's the devil.
Whatever. Know. He's so powerful that he can't disguise his fucking cloven feet, apparently.
I don't think these guys were devil worshippers, Satanists, anything like that.
No.
I think they were just a bunch of rich, powerful people.
Yep. For a good time, didn't want to get caught by their wives.
Liked to party. They were hellraisers, hence the name.
Yeah. They all told their wives they had a business meeting that was going to run late and don't wait up for them. Basically, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Probably. But I do think the people that subscribe to this will be the Hellfire Club from now on. That'll be your names.
Right on.
That show up. So this is the first one we did. That makes sense. And, you want to be a part of something? You're a part of something. Now you're the Hellfire Club.
And do us a favor. If you do subscribe, send us an email, hmfppod@gmail.com, and give us your email address so we can sign you up and send you newsletters and kind of let you in on some surveys that not everybody else is going to get. Like, we want your ideas for episodes, you know, and yes, you'll take priority over everybody else. Cause I mean,
and also being able to get on, if you've got the means to get on an episode and tell us a story, if you have one, that would be great too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. At some point we'd like to send out links to do, live streams, but that would be for members only. So yeah, be sure and email us once again, hmfppod@gmail.com, and let us know what your email is so we can send you those links in case you would want to check those out.
And we don't have to tell you to like, rate, and review, because if you're already doing this, then I'm assuming you've already done that.
Yeah.
Be the last time we bring that shit up.
Well, on here anyway.
Yeah, on here. No, the regular one we will, because you have to constantly remind people. Or they will.
Yeah. Well, that's all I've got, Matt. We'll be back Tuesday.
Probably.
We'll wrap up Lindy's mystery murderer / rapist, whoever that may be.
Mechanical rapist, dude.
Speaking of whiskey.
Yeah. Next episode, you're going to need a little
mail run to the liquor store.
We're going to the liquor store.
Well, guys, thanks for hanging out. They're not all going to be short ones like this, but we're going to try to shoot for at least 30 minutes on these bonus episodes.
I've got ideas for upcoming things that will not as much be scary. Some of them probably will, but some of them are just probably going to make you laugh along with us. And then we're going to talk about a lot of guitar talk. It's going to come out.
Matt. They want to hear us talk about boobies. Come on.
Boobies and guitars. Beer,
no,
boobies,
I said
and
movies.
Guitars.
Movies.
Oh, boobies too, though.
Man, you got some movies on with the boobies. Brain. I actually did say boobies. I'm just fucking with you. All right, guys. Thanks. We'll see you
fucking thanks next a lot, time. Yes.
Yep. I'm Zach.
Spar.
And we will see you on the next bonus episode. Later.
Later.
They're coming to get you.
By the power of Christ.
This is
me.
Hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
What's my line, Zach? What's my line?